Welcome to another edition of Healthcare Insurance 101, independent insurance agent in the house, as always, and that is Kathy Cacciola. Good morning.
Good morning, JR.
How goes it?
Oh, absolutely fabulous.
We're at the beginning of August already. Hello.
Hello, August. Goodbye, July.
Time's going by too quick.
It is.
We talked a little bit off air that your certification or your accreditation and stuff is smoothly going along, but a lot of the companies you have to take care of.
Yeah, exactly right. And we're going through the certifications, which is the written portion of learning about, you know, you have to go through the rules and regulations mm-hmm. that Medicare imposes, and every single company makes you go through it again. So a lot of it's repetition. But then the next phase is going to the face-to-face meetings so we can see what the plans for next year are going to look like. Now, there's going to be some profound changes with the Part D, which is the drug portion of everybody's plan. And that's because of the Inflation Reduction Act, for lack of a better term. That's okay. What they called it. It's a law that Congress wrote into law. Kamala Harris was the deciding vote on that. And what that means is that in 2025, the premiums for Part D standalone prescription drug plans are going to go up, I think, quite substantially, because the maximum out-of-pocket, what we call the MOOP, maximum out-of-pocket money that you pay for your prescription drugs, is going to be capped at $2,000. Now, currently, it's capped at $5,035, and it was going to go up from there, but they're capping it at $2,000, and there won't be a donut hole next year. So after you reached your $2,000 maximum, then you won't pay a copay for your prescription drugs for the remainder of the year. How this is going to work practically is those folks who are taking very expensive, a lot of prescription drugs okay. are really going to make out with this new law.
You think? Wow.
Oh, absolutely. But those who are not, and they choose the lowest cost drug plan because they don't really take anything, those folks will pay more because they're going to pay more for their premium and their deductible and all these things. So, I mean, as usual, it's going to help folks who are taking a lot of drugs. It's going to hurt folks who are not going to take a lot of drugs. So they've got to spread out that cost. And that's going to apply really to Medicare Advantage as well, because in order to absorb the cost of the prescription drugs, because you get prescription drugs within your Medicare Advantage plan, then that cost has to be spread out as well.
So like mine, right?
Yes. Okay. So there's going to be some changes this year. So pay attention. When you get your ANOC letter, which is your annual notice of change, you'll get it sometime in September. They're talking about making sure it goes out earlier this year. Make sure you take a look at it and see if what's changed within your plan so you're aware of it before it goes into effect.
Wow. See, so this is where Kathy gets to do all the work with the different outfits and what's going to be available for you come for January of 2025. But a lot of the stuff, she'll be able to see what's going to happen. And then she's having an open house beginning of October for about a week or so, where you can make an appointment and talk about what is going to be available. Maybe you just want to stay put with what you have. It all depends. Things are going to change. That's why she cited about the ANOC letter, the annual notice of change, to see if there's going to be any things that you may want to change for their plan, right?
Exactly. And I think the importance of open house this year is probably more important than any other year, because mm-hmm. there's going to be a lot of changes. And the 1st of October through, so it's going to be Tuesday through Saturday. And the reason it's Tuesday through Saturday, not Monday through Saturday, is because the 1st falls on a Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't talk to you about the new plans until October 1st.
Right.
Now, that also opens up Medicare.gov will have everything loaded into their system by October 1st. So you'll be able to go to Medicare.gov and also see the differences between plans, and you can also see the prescription drugs. Now, there's a lot of prescription drug plans out there that are standalone, meaning people who have a supplement have a standalone prescription drug plan.
Mm-hmm.
Now, those are the folks that are going to experience, I believe, the most change, because they won't be able to spread that cost out. It's all going to be within that drug plan. So those people are going to want to come in or call me or email me and let me know what their drug list is, so I can run an analysis and find out which is going to be the most advantageous plan for them in 2025.
See, that's why you need to make the call, okay, and make that appointment with Kathy. Her office, 7235 Forest Oaks Boulevard, right down from Nature Coast Jewelers, Guido's Pizza. Check it out, okay? You can make an appointment to see her at her office. your house, whatever the case may be, whatever's going to be convenient. But if you're not sure, just give the call. And that's 727-735-2337. 727-735-2337. And at least have a peace of mind as to what is going to be available for you. Now, again, she can't give you all the pertinence until October the 1st. Thus, the open house at her office starts on the Tuesday, October the 1st, through the weekend through Saturday. But you'll be able to get an idea as to what is going to be available. She cannot give the, contract, if you will, till when?
October 15th.
Okay, that's when you can start signing them up.
Correct.
Okay.
So October 15th to December 7th is annual enrollment. It happens every year.
Mm-hmm.
During annual enrollment, you can make any change you want to make. You can go from a Medicare Advantage plan to a supplement or back to original Medicare. You can change, make as many changes as you want, as long as the last choice you make before December 7th is the one that will stick.
Right.
So that's the one that you're going to end up with. So if you are thinking about changing plans and you want to go see and find out about whatever else is available in the area, that's your opportunity to do it. Now, again, because doctors can go ahead and change their, you know, plans that they take anytime they want to. They really don't. They're not locked in. So from January 1st to March 31st is your opportunity to make one more change. And that is if you have a Medicare Advantage plan and you want to change to a different one. Say you went to your doctor on January 5th, let's say.
Right.
And the plan that you had signed up for.
No longer available.
He was taking then, or she. And then when you went to the doctor, found out that they were no longer accepting it. So that's your opportunity to make one more switch.
Nothing can be worse, though. You get that thing all switched, taken care of, and then April 2nd, they change it again.
Oh!
No, then you're locked in.
You're locked in. See? So, in a way, that's kind of wrong. I get it. I get it for some of these doctors. I get it. But, yeah. Man, they can put some people in limbo.
And they do. I mean, there's a lot of different doctors every year that go in and out of network for different plans. I have some I'm dealing with right now, trying to find them a different plan or a different doctor. Usually it's trying to find a different doctor because they can't change their plan. They can't change their plan until we get to October 1st, October 15th.
Kathy's been doing this for a long time. We always stress this because if there's a will, there's a way. Kathy will do her best to try to give you the best possible scenario when it comes to this, especially if you're coming up on 65. You know, some are probably getting it near the end of the year or two as well. So this could be like a double header here to find out what's going to be the best for you. But the Medicare, if you're going to be coming up on 65, depending on situations and stuff, 3 to 4 months ahead before that birthday comes up. So Kathy can start the ball rolling for you as far as what's going to be available for you for that. She does three things. She mails, faxes, and phone, whatever is going to be the way to do.
To get your Part B.
Snail mail, everything. Yeah. You've got all of them.
So the reason that I do that is that there's folks out there who, most folks, will not take their Social Security when they turn 62 or 65.
Mm-hmm.
They will wait until their full retirement age.
Like me.
Now, like you.
I'm going to wait.
So, and that means once you get to your full retirement age, you can continue to work and you're not going to be penalized for taking it early. So that's why you wait. Most people wait. If you are turning 65 and you are going to wait for your Social Security, there's no doubt about it, you have to apply for your Part B. It's not going to happen automatically. You are not going to automatically get your Part B just because you're turning 65. Only if you are currently drawing Social Security will that happen.
Mm-hmm, right.
So most people don't realize that if they're not taking their Social Security, and they don't realize that they're not going to get a Medicare card in the mail if they're not taking their Social Security. They have to apply for it. Now, I help them apply for it. You can do it through SSA.gov, Social Security Administration.gov. You can, you know, click apply for Medicare on there and then go through the prompts. But when you do that, you do have to create yourself a My Social Security account.
Mm-hmm.
So make life easier for yourself. If you're even coming up on 62, create yourself a My Social Security account. What that is that you can log on to it. It's very secure because they send you codes back and forth to your phone or to your email, right. Typically both, so that you can log on as you. And once you log on, it's going to tell you all the information that you need to know, like how much I qualify for in Social Security benefits at certain age ranges.
Mm-hmm.
It also tells you whether or not, you know, a verification letter, if you applied for Part B and whether that's in progress or that's been resolved and issued. So your information is going to be on there. So you have to get a, there's no getting around it. You have to get a My Social Security account.
And that's the thing. And as far as the Part B is concerned, and like Kathy just said, if you're not going to collect your Social Security at 65, and you're going to wait until your full retirement age, depending on what year, you know, you got to wait till 67 and change. In my case, 66 and 8. I could go January.
Depending when you're born.
Right. If you are going to take the Medicare, you better be, if you are still going to be working, they better have credible coverage that you can, let's say, postpone the Medicare itself, including Part B. Am I right?
That's correct. So if you have coverage through your employer, and that coverage is considered credible. Now, credible means the same or better than what Medicare offers. So typically, Medicare itself, 80%. It's 80-20, meaning Medicare is going to pay 80, you're going to pay 20. That's the bare minimum of what they call credible coverage. So if you have at least that through your employer, you can delay your Part B until you no longer have that coverage. If you decide all of a sudden to go to COBRA, which is a continuation of the exact same coverage, but you're paying the full amount rather than the employer paying their share. COBRA is not considered credible by Medicare standards, not because it's not 80-20, but because it becomes unaffordable, meaning it's typically will engulf more than 10% of your gross income. So that's why COBRA is not considered credible. So if you're working and decide that you want to go to Medicare, you can do that, but go to Medicare immediately when you are no longer covered with your employee insurance.
And the immediate is you've got a 63-day window to get that taken care of. In some cases, it depends on your employer. If he has less than 20 employees, then you have to take the Medicare at 65 regardless.
That's correct, because it's only applies, credible coverage applies to larger employees.
Right.
Not mom and pop shops.
Right.
So if you have less than 20 employees, then the coverage that you currently have would not be considered credible by Medicare standards. Also, if you are a veteran and you're only using veteran medical facilities.
Yeah, the VA, right.
The VA, that is not credible either. You have to take Part B. Now, their prescription drug program at the VA is considered credible. So you can delay your Part D, which is your drug portion, but you cannot delay your Part B because the VA medical is not considered credible by Medicare standards.
If you're not sure, that's where you call Kathy. Trust me. And this program gets picked up in a lot of counties. If Kathy is too far, but for you, still call her. Okay. But what you need to do then is to find a reputable independent agent near you then. Okay, Kathy's got a lot of clients, so she will try to do what's going to be best for you. But if you're not sure and you're way too far, find an independent agent that can help you. Kathy's number, if you need some help, is 727-735-2337. KECinsuranceservices.com is the website. You can check that out as well. Send her an email through that. You can, like I say, call her number 727-735-2337. Make that appointment. You're not going to go wrong with this because a lot of people are so surprised. Kathy's been doing this program with me for, God, years, okay? A lot of people are very surprised, as we've talked over the years, of what you can do for them. And some shocked that there are things that they never thought they could get, and you can help them with it.
Absolutely. Like just last week, I had a couple who were covered under, it was the wife's, she's retired, so it's her insurance through her retirement program.
Okay.
So she covers both herself and her husband.
Okay.
Now she's over the age of 65 and he isn't. So she's paying her portion of it, even though the retirement pays half, her portion of that is around $1,700 a month. Her portion of it. So I sat down with them and she's eligible for Medicare and she could get the best plan on the planet, Cadillac of all plans, for a total of about around $210.
Oh.
And then for him, because he's not 65 yet, I was able to get him on the Affordable Care Act and get him a plan. So it reduced the amount that they would have to pay per month more than half. And they'll have, like, she'll have way better coverage. And he has coverage that is pretty equivalent to what he has right now. So
how long
overall, he's got another 3 years. So overall, they're saving a lot of money. Over 3 years, about $800 a month is a lot of money.
Darn. You're looking at $9,600 a year.
Yes.
Wow.
It's a lot of money. So, and then it's, and it improves their coverage because with employer-based plans, there's always a deductible. There's always co-pays and their max out of pocket's pretty high. So you, they change, they get a way better coverage if they go to Medicare than if they stay with their employer-based plan. Now, I'm not saying don't stay with your employer-based plan. In some cases, it makes sense if you have your family members covered under it
right.
as well.
Yes.
Because
yes.
then we need to just do the math. If it makes more sense financially to stay with the employer-based plan, then that's what you should do.
Now, Kathy will tell you this, too. Trust me. Bottom line. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
She'll tell you to stay put, or I think we need to move you around. And but some of these people, yes, in certain situations,
it makes sense to stay.
Correct.
And I would advise that. And I do it all the time, to stay where you are until such case as your situation changes.
This couple's, saving $800 a month.
Yeah, that's significant.
So what was the reaction? Priceless.
Yeah.
I bet it was.
Like, we got a raise.
But they never knew.
No, they didn't. And how they ended up coming to me is their financial advisor sent them to me because they were sitting down with them and going through finances and saying, wow, you're paying a lot for health care. You need to go see Kathy.
Bingo. There you go.
Yeah. And, so we sat down and talked and, like, yeah, much better. Much better for them.
Again, Kathy will be able to sit down with you at her office, 7235 Forest Oaks Boulevard, Spring Hill, Forest Oaks, and U.S. Highway 19 down from Guido's Pizza and Nature Coast Jewelers, or whatever is going to be convenient for you to meet, because situations like this is just amazing. And this is just the tip of the iceberg with a lot of stuff that Kathy does for people when it comes to situations like this. Over the years, as we've been doing this program, some of the stories of these people, we never knew, didn't know a thing.
And all of a sudden, nobody ever said anything. So here's the thing with Social Security. They really don't educate people enough about, you know, how to do things and how to make sure you protect yourself. They really don't. It's up to you, the consumer, to educate yourself. So in that regard, that's why you need an independent agent. Now, I'm not always going to be able to get to everyone, but I know a lot of agents in a lot of counties that are reputable and independent. So if I can't get to you, I'm going to find somebody that will.
And that's what Kathy does. That's just the way she does things. For all these years, that's why she's been doing this for so long. She will find somebody for you. If she can't, she'll get answers. She will get answers to these questions. And the sad part of it is, like you said, Social Security. I get it to a point that you got to educate yourself. You've got to be able to be, you know, some people just don't know. And the thing of it is that especially some of these issues about the Part B and the penalties is just unreal if they don't get a grip on something like this.
It is. And I feel really bad for those folks who, you know, mistakenly believe that they were okay.
Yeah.
And went on without getting their Part B when they should have. Here's the thing about once they assess a penalty, it's for life.
Yeah.
They don't take it away. They don't forgive it. You are going to pay it the remainder of your life. So the best thing for you to do is make sure that you don't make mistakes when you turn 65 and you do the things that you're supposed to do. Like, you're supposed to apply for Part B unless you have credible coverage through an employer. If you don't do that, you're going to start assessing a penalty, and you don't want that. Now, there's penalties on B, and there's penalties on D.
Now, I know the penalty on B, Kathy, but explain what it does refer to Part D.
So on B, it's 10% per year,
mm-hmm.
and that is 10% of the average premium of a Part B plan. Currently, that average premium is $174.70. Now, next year, that's going to go up. We're not real clear at exactly how much it's going to be, but we're hearing about $185.
Wow. Plus, well, the inflation that you're going to get.
So that 10% will apply to that.
Yeah.
So it's 10% per year for every year you didn't have it, yet we're eligible for it. Now, they will prorate if it's only half a year. So you're going to get penalized 10% per year.
Now, that 10%, is that at the current, or every time it goes up, they still get burned 10% on top of that?
Correct.
Ugh.
So on the Part
Ask
D penalty,
Kathy for help.
The Part D penalty is a little sharper teeth. It's 1% per month. Wow. So at the end of a year, of course, that's 12%. Wow. So, and that's of the average cost of a standalone prescription drug plan. Currently, that stands around $33 to $34. Mm-hmm. But that goes up every year as well.
So you can't outlive that one either.
You can't outlive that one either.
You need some answers? Give Kathy a call, because she has told us stories over the years that people were caught for 10 years not realizing. 10 years. That's probably the most one, right?
That's the at least 10 years. But he was younger when he got his Medicare, because he went on Social Security disability.
Oh, okay.
So Social Security disability doesn't forgive you of a penalty. If you have been granted Medicare, you have to take both Part A, B, and D.
Okay.
By a judge. If you don't, and you delay it for something, you know, in this particular case we're talking about, they went on COBRA and, you know, got another plan in place. But his forgiveness ended.
Days.
He ended when he went on the COBRA.
See? And no window to try to regroup, because that's the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you need to talk to somebody that's an independent agent. And that'll work with you, okay? That will help you out, and not just, I got a client. Boom, here's your plan. Bingo. The thing of it is, a lot of these things Kathy will have more than one outfit for you to check into. That's why she's independent. She's got she doesn't work for just one company. When all her accreditation is done, there's going to be a lot of changes probably for this year. You'll be able to know about it. Her open house is October 1st on a Tuesday through the week of Saturday. Okay.
Just come into my office with your list of, this is my list of prescriptions that I take. This is my list of doctors. Let's mm-hmm. make sure everything fits. And there's a lot of other factors that factor in too. Like, you know, what is your lifestyle like? If you tell me that you're a traveler and you like to travel and you want to be able to see doctors throughout the United States, well, I'm probably not going to put you on HMO. Even though an HMO, you can see doctors on an emergency basis. Or urgent basis. But it has to be coded that way.
And sometimes that gets messed up. This is why you need to sit down with somebody that's going to help you out. And Kathy's the one for you. 727-735-2337. 727-735-2337. KECinsuranceServices.com. Past programs are on there. All kinds of other great information. We advise you to check that out. But make the call. Make that appointment. Sit down, see what's going to be best for you with the open enrollment coming up real soon. I mean, it's around the corner, but Kathy will be able to give you ideas starting October 1st, start putting the contract together, as they call it, on October the 15th. That will take effect January the 1st. If something else comes up and you see something different, give her a call. She'll be able to adjust that for you. Then you have the 3-month window after January 1st. If there's something that the doctor now doesn't take your plan, that can be changed. Like-to-like changes, that's easy.
It's easy. If you're on a PPO and you want to go to an HMO, HMO to PPO, whatever you want to do. During that 3-month window, it's called OEP, open enrollment period, you can do that.
That's been going on for now a few years, right?
It's been about 4 to 5 years.
Okay. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. Which I think is a good idea.
It's a great idea. It's a great idea. Too many people were stuck once January rolled around and found out that their doctor decided they wanted to jump off their plan. Well, I mean, who likes to change their doctor? After they have all of their, you know, their records and they know what's going on with them, it's difficult to go ahead and move all those records and stuff to a new primary care doctor.
Yeah, I remember when Kathy brought this up and said this is going to happen. The excitement was there for a lot of people because they thought, oh gosh, at least I got a chance if something goes awry for 3 months, you know,
mm-hmm.
to be able to help that out. So you need to sit down and make that phone call. 727-735-2337 is Kathy's number. Her office is at 7235 Forest Oaks Boulevard, Forest Oaks Plaza, U.S. Highway 19, down from Nature Coast Jewelers, Guido's Pizza. You can't miss it. You know, make that call, make that appointment. But some way, shape, or form, be informed is what the idea is, because Kathy will be able to sit down with you. Lifestyle, what we do, this is what's going to happen. this is what the offers are, just make the phone call. Listening to Healthcare Insurance 101 with Kathy Cacciola. Do this again in two.
See you in two, JR. Any information we provide is limited to the plans that we do offer in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE to get information on all of your options.